I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C. I'm very happy to welcome back a young artist who has been here many times over the years, but it's been a long time. Harpist and vocalist Tamber Siepka is here again with her beautiful, very large harp. And Tamber is here with her friend and colleague, Lindsay Smith-Trossel, who will be playing cello today. We're going to hear music for the season. I better hand it off to you pretty soon, Tamber, I guess. Music for the season, arranged by Tamber and sung by Tamber, and also a bit of original music. So, Tamber, what are we going to hear today?
We're going to start with my arrangement of Silent Night.
Ooh.
That's a beautiful arrangement of the iconic Christmas song, Silent Night, a beautiful lullaby version. It feels like a lullaby. That's the way you arrange it. Tamra Sirpka, harp and vocal, with Lindsay Smith-Trossel, cello, live in Studio C. Well, Tamra, tell us a bit about how you go about arranging or even composing. I understand the next piece we're going to hear is an original piece, so talk about that part for you.
Well, I write outside of most typical genres. So I would call my music a mixture between neoclassical and folk. I do tour with a band, and so there's a little bit of the kind of more standard songwriting structure, but I also draw from, you know, my entire lifetime of classical music. My dad's an orchestra conductor. I grew up playing in the symphony. I've been playing symphonic music since I was like 15. So I draw a lot from that. So a lot of the chord structures and the rhythms are really influenced by more of the impressionist era of classical music. This next song is a piece that I wrote. Normally I perform this with cello and piano. And I wrote this together with my brother, tenor, who plays piano, and my sister, treble, who plays cello, who Lindsay is taking the place of today. But I wrote this to try to capture this childhood memory I have. My mother is very intense about Christmas. All of us are very intense about Christmas. And she used to read the story to us every Christmas during the Advent season. And short version that I remember is this vague memory of a story about Mary and Joseph in the woods fleeing from King Herod, and they are falling asleep in the snow and they light a fire. And then as they fall asleep, the fire gets bigger and starts to endanger baby Jesus. And a brown bird flies in between the flames and baby Jesus. And it's this kind of legend about how the robin got its red breast. That's the version I remember from childhood, but that memory of sitting with my family, sitting next to the fireplace and hearing these Christmas stories, that's the feeling I wanted to get with this piece. So this is called The Robin Red Breast.
As the snow fell soft and thick, a little baby lay with his mother, young and cold, in the forest deep. His father lit a meager fire to give the baby warmth, but as his parents fell asleep, the flames began to
cry.
the red upon the brown, and like all wounds selflessly earned, his scars became his crown.
The Robin Redbreast, an original piece by Tambor Siepka, who played the harp and sang it for us live in Studio C with cellist Lindsay Smith-Trossel. Beautiful music, and I love to hear original music. It's just, I love hearing things I've never heard before, so that's a treat to hear. Tambor, you mentioned earlier that you have a band, and that'll lead me to ask you about your upcoming concert.
Yes. So December 8th, we'll be having a big Christmas concert. I put this on every year, and it involves my band, members of my family, string quartet, a brass trio, and a full choir. I help run an a cappella choir called Sonus here in town, and they'll be singing with me and also opening up the night with a set of a cappella music. It's a really magical night. It's I tend to gravitate more towards the beautiful type of Christmas music. So no, like Rudolph, more lots of Silent Night type of things. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be at the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd in Brentwood. And it's a $20 suggested donation, but if you can't afford it, just come and join the music. And they're going to do like hot cocoa and cookies, and it'll just be a very nice, beautiful night.
Friday, December 8th at 7 p.m.?
Yes. Okay. I need to tune this string real quick. My sure. bass wire popped when we first got here. This is going
to
take a second.
A little time to adjust that big, gorgeous golden harp.
Thought that was going to be way worse. Okay, this next song is going to be my arrangement of O Holy Night. And at the concert, this will feature a full string quartet and brass trio. But today, Lindsay is going to be holding down the whole string section.
A thrill of hope.
Another beautiful arrangement of a classic Christmas song, O Holy Night, the Cantique de Noël of the French composer Adolphe Adam. That was Tambre Sirpker playing the harp and singing live in Studio C with Lindsay Smith-Trossel, cello. I can't get over the beauty of your arrangements. Your arrangements are amazing. Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you. It's really, really nice. I hate to say that over and over again, but it's really true.
Oh, you can say it as much as you want.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we actually do have time for that one last one that we talked about. It's really an ancient melody. O Come, Emmanuel. Anything to say about this before you do it?
This is the first Christmas carol I actually arranged for my very first Christmas show like 8 years ago, which, again, we have our Christmas show on December 8th. Friday, December 8th at 7 p.m. at Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd. This is O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
O Come, Emmanuel, Tambre Sirpker with an arrangement for us live in Studio C today. Tambre, thank you for your beautiful arrangements, and thanks for coming with your friend cellist, Lindsay Smith-Trossel. Lindsay, good to see you again, too. Thank you very much for a beautiful program. And tell us again, the concert is when and where?
It is December 8th at 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd. And you can find information on our Facebook page, which is just Tambre Harp, T-I-M-B-R-E-H-A-R-P.
Thank you so much. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C today. Coming up next week on Live in Studio C, one of Nashville's fine choral groups is here. Portara Ensemble will be back with us live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Nashville Public Radio and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for Middle Tennessee's Classical Music, Live in Studio C.